Two major Obama-era rules that aim to reduce methane from oil and gas operations are in the process of being weakened and rolled back. Many are worried about what it means for air quality. But in Wyoming, for one of the top 10 oil and gas producers in the country, it may not mean much. The state is looking at implementing its own similar guidance. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Dave Hole is a longtime resident of Pinedale, a town surrounded by a lot of oil and gas operations in western Wyoming. In 2008, Hole went cross-country skiing, and he noticed a heavy brown haze. I spoke to him last summer.
As I remember, I was in bed for a week or so with something like the flu. It felt like, but it didn't seem like the flu.
A local nurse told him it sounded like ozone poisoning. Through leaks, local oil and gas operations were emitting illegally high levels of ozone, a toxic gas caused by methane, which is 25 times more potent a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. All that dirty air was causing coughing, nosebleeds, and chest pains among local residents. In 2013, Wyoming's Department of Environmental Quality put guidelines in place for stricter controls around those emissions, and the ozone was brought down. But that guidance only helped a small subset of western Wyoming. That changed with nationwide Obama-era methane rules when they were approved in 2016. They helped limit emissions everywhere in the country. The two rules required changes like semi-annual leak inspections, a limit to flaring, and low-leak valves, all to keep natural gas from escaping. But as of this September, both Obama-era methane rules are being changed dramatically. The Environmental Protection Agency's rule was weakened, and the Interior Department's was fully rolled back. John Goldstein is with the Environmental Defense Fund.
It's going to leave eastern Wyoming, where 80% of the drilling in Wyoming is currently happening, without the benefit of these measures.
And that's not just an issue for Wyoming. Over the next 7 years, rolling back these rules would cause about 1.7 million tons of additional methane emissions to be released, according to federal numbers. As these regulations go away, it may not be a total pollution free-for-all for oil and gas. Two states already have their own rules limiting the pollutant. And soon, Wyoming could join their ranks. The state's Department of Environmental Quality is looking to revise its guidance to include an important part of the EPA's rules, semi-annual inspections in search of invisible leaks to repair. That's a big deal.
The timing right now could not be better. It really is important for the state to get these finalized and have them in effect to protect Wyoming, Wyoming's air, but also Wyoming's taxpayers.
Wyoming's Department of Environmental Quality proposed three revisions to its rules guiding emission policies. The biggest change would be a statewide mandate for semi-annual leak inspections, a big change from only inspecting if an operation was reporting high emissions.
We're doing this because it's the right thing to do for Wyoming under our technical analysis of all the information we have.
That's Air Quality Division Administrator Nancy Veer. The rule would set a baseline for companies, requiring everyone to look twice a year for invisible leaks from tanks, pipelines, valves. Veer says the state has been reliably lowering emission levels for the past 20 years, even as production increases. Using this new inspection method is just another strategy to continue that trend, and one that doesn't break the bank for oil and gas.
Is this something that we can use to assure that we're meeting those health-based standards? And the answer was yes, this is how we're going to meet those.
Environmental Defense Fund's Goldstein says it would be good timing to see these requirements, given thousands of new wells are likely to come online around the state in the next decade, and would certainly prevent a lot of additional methane. It's a windy, bright day in Converse County, with oil rigs dotting the plains. Peter Wold stands on his most productive well pad, a five-acre plot with two wells. He's president of Wold Energy Partners. Federal guidelines already have his company doing leak inspections, and he says he's fine letting the state keep that around.
I mean, one of the basic reasons is that we want to sell all this gas. We're not interested in having it prevented.
Without leak inspection, natural gas could otherwise be slipping out of his hands, getting into the air releasing pollutants like methane, and not be sold. To avoid this, Wold does double the required leak inspections annually, has no-bleed valves, and other high-end control equipment.
As you can see out here, we've gone beyond what those regulations require because we want to do it right.
Not every company goes this far. Leaks are ever-present in most operations. Nationally, the Environmental Defense Fund calculated over $2 billion worth of natural gas is lost on public lands from leaks, venting, and flaring. The appeal of federal regulations was that lost resources could be recouped with better technology. In other words, the cost would pay off. But the Trump administration's Interior Department didn't see it that way. They used a different equation and found it would cost industry more. Its own revised methane rule would even save companies about $1 billion over the next decade. And for Wold, he's happy to see the state take charge.
Wyoming has a history of being ahead of the feds. The emission regulations that are being proposed now are as good or better than what the EPA regulations are.
And state control is just what the Trump administration wanted in rolling back its rules, according to revisions. New Mexico and California attorneys general have already sued the federal government on rolling back the Interior Department methane rule. Wyoming DEQ's decision on revised state guidelines will be decided in November. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.